Welcome to The Stronger Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation, helping you heal your relationship to food, exercise, your body, and yourself. Hey friend, I hope that you are having a lovely day today. It is definitely starting to look and feel a little bit like spring here, which makes me super excited. And today is a super special day because it is my daughter's 14th birthday. It is so crazy to think that we really do only have a few more years with her here in the house, but I'm really excited about who she is and am incredibly proud of the young woman that she is becoming right before my very eyes. I still like to kind of reminisce on the story, and I laugh when I think about the day that she was born. I was a hairstylist in my previous life. I had a full day of clients booked because this was the last day that I planned to work before her due date. But as it turned out, her and God had different plans, and she ended up showing up on this day. So I went into labor early that morning, was working diligently on clients until it just got to the point that I literally could not do it anymore because I was pretty much in full on labor. So it is funny, like I said, to just kind of look back on those stories. I hope that you are having a great week, a good day so far, but we're not here to talk about the birth story. We are here to chat about my non-diet approach to exercise, nutrition, and really just an entirely different way to do life, especially when we contrast this to dieting and the typical sort of thinking, feeling, and behaviors that flow from a diet mindset. I really had no idea that there were different ways to approach exercise, nutrition, fitness, or health until I did, until really just a couple of years ago when I had kind of my own aha moment and recognized that everything that I was doing as a quote unquote healthy lifestyle was really more of a diet in disguise. Now, I have shared parts of my story throughout the last few years on here and had really gone from kind of being this couch potato, someone who didn't really care about what I ate, didn't give too much thought to it, definitely didn't exercise on a regular basis, to then going on to compete in figure shows, doing 5Ks, 10Ks, and all the way up to a half marathon, and then sort of finding my place here in this healthy middle ground where I'm at today. So basically, I went from one extreme to the other, and I'm so thankful for every part of that journey because I truly have learned different things at each stage of the journey that have helped me get to where I am today, but definitely has allowed me to now be able to help other people so that it doesn't take them quite as long or they don't have to go through all of the same things that I did. So I remember when I wasn't really too concerned with my health or fitness, always feeling like I still needed to lose weight, right? So it's like even in kind of that quote unquote couch potato stage, I still always had sort of that inkling that I needed to lose weight, that I should be working out, that I should be, you know, either dieting or getting ready to go on another diet. And then when I had gotten, you know, quote unquote, good at working out and dieting, that really became all that I could think about and focus on. I had no idea how much time and how much space counting and tracking my food had taken up, or counting calories of exercise, or thinking about my workout, or thinking about my body and my weight, and just all of those things. Like, I had no idea how much space in my life that was taking up until I was no longer always thinking about those things. But once I had reached the certain level of fitness, I really was afraid of losing it. I remember kind of getting to that place to where, you know, I was that fit girl, or, you know, I had people that were commenting on my body all the time and just kind of praising me and my hard work, which if I'm being honest, I really did kind of like that. In a sense, it felt as though it were feeling a void, even though, like, I knew that my relationship to exercise and food and really my body just wasn't healthy, right? It was like, it was just getting that reaffirming praise from people that kind of kept me going in that sort of unhealthy way. I really ended up just kind of hitting this wall a couple of years ago, and that was when I started to explore the concepts of intuitive eating and nutrition, a health at every size approach, and really just kind of this non-diet way of looking at food and exercise and health, if you will. Of course, there was a lot of mental and emotional baggage to sort through. And after years of being really steeped in kind of the diet culture, the diet mentality, and all that toxic messaging out there about food and exercise, weight, and perhaps most importantly, our bodies and what they should look like. But as I wrestled with my own belief systems around this and have begun to and continue to challenge those current beliefs or perspectives in this arena, I have begun to find so much freedom and have really found so much freedom, so much more time and energy to invest in the other areas of my life, like my marriage, my family, my faith, my work and my clients, and other fun work projects. So this is just maybe a good time for you to just kind of pause and ask yourself, how much of your time and energy do you find yourself spending thinking about food, thinking about exercise, thinking about your weight, your body, maybe thinking about what you're gonna eat, regretting something that you ate? Just start to kind of become aware of how much space that is taking up in your life, and maybe even allow yourself to kind of dream and imagine what you might spend that time and that energy on if you weren't so wrapped up in this one particular area. So if you're listening to this and you're completely new to the non-diet lifestyle, then some of the concepts that we're going to be talking about might seem kind of foreign, right? Or it might even be hard to grasp because of everything that you've been taught over the years, right? All of the messaging that we see. I remember when I first started to kind of learn about the health at every size approach and started to kind of question some of the dieting messaging that I have really taken on as my own, I was a little bit skeptical. I definitely had some doubts and some fears around that. So just know that as you begin to explore some of this and challenge this, it's totally normal if you find yourself a little bit resistant or a little bit questioning or a little bit doubtful. And that's just an opportunity to kind of get really curious and just explore what is happening there. So I get it. No one wants to feel like they aren't, you know, taking care of themselves or they're putting themselves at risk for chronic or lifestyle diseases, which if I'm being honest, that is kind of the messaging. It's a kind of a fear-based messaging that we're hit with in the diet space, right? Or even sometimes in fitness culture. It's like we have to eat a certain way, we have to work out a certain way so that we can avoid getting sick, right? Which there's nothing wrong with caring about what you're putting into your body, with exercising, with wanting to be healthy, wanting to avoid these lifestyle diseases. But we just want to be careful that we're not approaching all of this stuff from this place of fear, right? So I do think that there can be kind of this dark side to the fitness and health industry that we don't talk much about. And this is really the mental and the emotional toll that a lot of these dieting behaviors or the diet mindset, which really are just disordered behaviors around food and exercise, can end up taking on us, right? And they end up impacting every single area of our lives. So this might be another good place for you to really pause and just ask yourself, you know, of these behaviors, like how do you see it sort of bleeding into the rest of your life, right? You want to notice, like, if you're constantly tracking your food, or if you're constantly stressed about gaining weight or getting fat or something like that, like, how is that showing up and how is that impacting other areas of your life? Because this is going to be important for you to start to see, you know, where you want to make some changes, how you want to make some tweaks there. I think a great perspective or a great shift to begin to make is to think about moving your body and fueling yourself with nourishing, nutritious foods because you love and you care about your body and you want to steward well the body that you've been given, right? So that was a huge radical shift for me because for so long, I would work out and I would eat a certain way. Yes, because I wanted to be healthy, but if I'm being completely honest, it was because I was more concerned with what my body looked like. And there was definitely some fear around being fat or gaining weight or those kinds of things. And so really shifting into this idea that I'm going to move my body, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to be mindful and make sort of these intuitive choices around food that are both nourishing, right? That are yummy, that taste good, but that are also nutritious because I love and I care about my body and I want to be a good steward of it, right? I want my body to be healthy, to be strong, to be fit so that I can go out and do other things in my life. But we can't really fully do that if we're caught up in the diet mindset and the way that we do things. So here are just some comparisons, I guess, really between sort of the diet mindset and the diet way of approaching exercise or nutrition and food versus the non-diet. So just as you're listening to this, just kind of start to notice, like, which way am I leaning a little bit more? And then that's going to give you some awareness about how you maybe want to start to make some different shifts and some changes. Okay, the diet mindset focuses largely on the scale or physical changes to your body, and perhaps it can even feel a bit obsessive at times, right? Versus the non-diet approach, which focuses more on creating healthy habits and a lifestyle over obsessing on the scale. So do you find yourself just constantly, you know, thinking about the number, thinking about what your body looks like, and then feeling really bad or being really hard on yourself if you're not reaching the number on the goal or if your body doesn't look a certain way? Next, diet mindset emphasizes cutting out certain foods, demonizing certain foods as well. So this is where you have your maybe your quote unquote good foods and your bad foods, which when we eat those bad foods, we might feel guilty, we might feel shame, and really just end up maybe punishing yourself with extra exercise or skipping meals to make up for those quote unquote bad foods that you ate. Oftentimes from this diet mindset, we can look at exercise as kind of this means to an end. It's something that you have to do, and we're only doing it for the calorie burn. We're only doing it so that our body will look a certain way or we'll lose the weight. And it can often end up feeling like a chore rather than something that maybe we look forward to or even enjoy. You might even find yourself feeling like you can't love or enjoy your body unless or until it looks a certain way or is a certain size or shape. Comparing this to the non-diet approach, we work on creating a healthy relationship to your body, food, and exercise. We remove those food rules. We don't do the demonizing, right? There are no good and bad foods. All foods are kind of neutral and more on a spectrum. We do not operate from feelings of restriction and deprivation because we know that all foods are available to us. We could choose to eat whatever we want, whenever we wanted. We just want to be sure that we are clear on the reasons why we would or why we would not choose to eat something, right? So we're not using food as an emotional crutch. We're not using food to check out with. From this non-diet place and having this healthy relationship to food, exercise, and your body, you can make powerful, mindful decisions around food that support your goals, your body, and ultimately your life in kind of that bigger picture. You can also enjoy treats without feeling like you lose all control. So this was a big one for me. I specifically remember being super low carb, kind of cutting out bread, and there was this specific bread recipe that somebody in my family would make, and it was like when I was in the diet, that dieting space, I could basically will myself not to eat bread for a certain period of time, but when that bread was there, it was kind of like I just felt like I lost all control around it. So you just want to notice, like, can you have the brownie? Can you have maybe a handful of chips without feeling like you lose total control? You can start to have this peaceful sense of control around food rather than feeling like food has control over you. You start to see your body as a vessel and a tool for you to carry out your plans, your purposes, and to really use your God-given gifts, right? So you're appreciating and caring for your body, even if it doesn't look a certain way, or even if it's not quite the shape or the size or the weight that you want it to be. The diet mindset focuses food and exercise are used to control your body, right? So the diet mindset is really looking at using food and exercise as a means to control your body to try to get it to look a certain way or to be a certain size or shape. It can at times, if we're not careful, feel all-consuming. It can be a huge distraction. On the other side, the non-diet approach, we're using food and exercise to support us in the rest of our life. So whether that's playing with your kids, going on vacation and being able to go on those adventures and doing what you want to do, supporting you at work, whatever that looks like, you're not being controlled by diets or food or exercise, calories, macros, points, or the number on the scale. So we are using the food that we're putting in our bodies. We're using exercise as a way to give us that strong body, that strong mind, and just that ability to get out there and live life. The diet mindset often foregoes mental, emotional, relational, and sometimes even physical health for the sake of the goal, right? So for the sake of losing weight, for the sake of your body to look a certain way, your mental, emotional, relational, and sometimes even your physical health will be sacrificed in the pursuit of that. The non-diet approach, however, we are working on our health and well-being in all the areas of our life, relational, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, etc., right? We see it as that quote I just love. It's, you know, when a rising tide raises all ships, meaning that if we start to improve, you know, one area, all of these other areas are going to improve. And it's not going to be that we're so hyper-focused on this one particular area that everything else sacrifices and suffers as a result. The diet mindset, you might skip sleep or rest or recovery days so that you can get that workout in, right? Even if your body is telling you that it needs a day off, if you're sick, if you're injured, oftentimes we do this. We work out when we're sick, when we're tired, those kinds of things, maybe because we're going to feel guilty or we're going to feel bad about missing the workout. So you just want to check in with yourself there. The non-diet approach, we're going to prioritize quality sleep, rest, and recovery days because we know that that is important to our overall health and well-being in so many different ways, but also getting quality sleep, rest, and recovery is really going to aid in helping you reach your goals even faster, which is kind of contrary to the mindset, right? It's like, I can't take a day off, I can't rest, I can't recover because then I won't reach the goals, when actually we need that rest, we need that recovery because that's ultimately what builds the body back better, if that makes sense. The diet mindset, the gym or your workouts might be the only way that you are temporarily managing stress as it comes up. So maybe you're using exercise or your gym time as kind of your quote unquote therapy. Could be a way that perhaps you're checking out or numbing and not actually addressing the real issue at hand. This was definitely something that I experienced for sure. I would use the gym and just the endorphins that I would get from working out as a way to temporarily kind of cope with the stressful things happening in my life, or if bad things were happening, I would just kind of hide in that workout. And while exercising can be a great stress relief, it can definitely give you a good perspective shift and makes you feel strong, makes you feel empowered. We want to make sure that we're not using it as a way to just kind of check out and that we are still addressing the issue, right? We want to still be getting to the root cause. So the non-diet approach is where you're managing stress through practical mind management tools so that you don't end up coping in ways that you don't like, in maladaptive ways, or perhaps in ways that really don't serve you in the long run because it's never actually addressing that root cause. So these are just some of the main differences that I see between the dieter's mindset and a non-diet mindset and approach to exercise, nutrition, and really just any lifestyle change that you're wanting to make. It's important to notice that you can do the exact same thing, right? You can work out, you can eat a certain way from, so those are the same exact actions, but you're doing them from two totally different head and heart spaces, which are going to drastically change your experience and ultimately your results. Often one leans on willpower and doesn't feel like something that you could stick with day in and day out forever. Maybe you find that you can stick with it for a little while, but then it feels like you need to take this break, right? So it's that starting, that stopping over and over again that really just leads to us feeling like we're riding that diet roller coaster. Whereas the non-diet approach ebbs and flows with the rest of your life. It's flexible. It fits into everything else that you have going on, into the different seasons of your life. You can make changes and adapt whatever you're doing around food and exercise to match your specific season in life, the priorities that you have, the obligations that you have, rather than feeling like you have to fit the rest of your life around this inflexible nutrition or fitness plan. So what can you do practically? If you were listening to some of those comparisons and you notice that you are definitely leaning a little bit more onto that diet mentality, you just want to be aware of that, right? That first step to being able to change anything is awareness. So good job on that first step there. The next thing you can do is really spend some time exploring why you're currently approaching exercise or the nutrition habits or behaviors that you are. So really just slow yourself down enough to understand why you're doing what you're doing. Do you find that maybe you're trying to hide from something? Are you trying to avoid maybe a specific negative emotion? Maybe you do have this goal for yourself of, you know, changing your body or losing weight or something, and it feels like a really positive goal, but ask yourself why you're in pursuit of that goal in the first place and just see what comes up. Really start to explore your current food and exercise story. Where did you learn about the behaviors that you're engaging in with food and exercise? Where did you learn what a quote unquote good body looks like versus a quote unquote bad body? And in fact, if you haven't already, I want to encourage you to head on over to alishacarlson.com and grab a free resource that can really walk you through a lot of this stuff more in depth. It's a mindful eating project, and inside you'll find specific tools and worksheets that can help you understand why you do what you do around food and exercise, and really help you understand the motivations that are maybe driving you to want to change your body in the first place. So if you haven't yet, go download that. Again, that's just alishacarlson.com. It's a free resource right there. Now, chances are when you started this particular journey towards a more healthy, fit lifestyle, you had kind of this image or this picture of what you wanted your life to look and be and feel like. Is that what you're currently experiencing based on the way that you're doing things now in this area? For me, the answer a couple of years ago was no. In some ways, I had kind of reached the goal because my body looked a certain way. It looked the way that I thought that I wanted it to look. But I realized that it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. And for the most part, in order for me to have my body look this way, it was costing me in other areas. Dieting for me was extremely exhausting mentally, emotionally, and physically. And if we're not careful, it's going to take up so much of our lives. I've been there and have experienced that firsthand, and this is exactly what I get to help my clients with now. So if you are ready to break up with dieting, you're ready to break up with the diet mentality, and you really want to create a healthy lifestyle that doesn't take up a ton of time or energy, I can for sure help with that. We will work together to heal your relationship to food, exercise, and your body. I'll teach you how to create healthy new habits so that you don't have to think so much about what to eat or making those healthy lifestyle decisions. Instead, they can just feel simple and doable and easy for the rest of your life. That is the beauty of creating habits, is it just kind of automates those behaviors that we want. And I can show you how to do that intentionally and on purpose. Best of all, you'll understand why you do what you do, and you'll be able to make powerful decisions, not only in this area, but in every single area, so that you can show up today and every day as the woman that you want to be in your life. So if that is something that you're interested in, if you're ready to get started, you can simply email alisha@alishacarlson.com. We'll set up our first chat to really get into kind of the details of what's going on, look at the goals that you have for yourself. We'll walk together to create a step-by-step plan. And then we'll get started. So thank you so much for spending your time here with me today. Thank you for tuning in this week. If you enjoy what you hear on the podcast, please share this with somebody who needs it. Please leave a review on Apple. That definitely helps put the show in front of other people. And if you are ready to get started on your non-diet journey, then go ahead and shoot me an email. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll be back with you again next week. Bye.